indefinable grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. Grace is often defined as God's unmerited favour. Oh, but grace covers so much more. God's riches at Christ's expense is another truism. Oh, but it falls short of the truth. There are many such helpful acrostics that have sought to explain the grace of God. Genuinely redeemed and cleansed eternally. Gained redemption and completely exempt. God reaching, abounding, caring eventually. God reconciled, all committed enmity. Oh, some use little catchy ditties or rhymes to remind themselves of God's grace. Given by God mercifully. Riches at Christ bestowed freely. Atonement sacrificially. Christ in us the hope of glory. Evermore undeservedly. Goodness and favour from God Most High. Redeemer from heaven sent down to die. A Saviour born who is Christ the Lord. Cancel the sin of all who believe. Eternal life, a gift to all who receive. Often, a sermon on salvation is beautifully woven into the initial letters of grace. G. Salvation is a gift of God, a good gift that is granted to all. R. Salvation is redemption, received by faith, reuniting us with God. A. Salvation is accepted by God's love, available to all, accessible through faith. C. Salvation comes through Christ crucified, who paid the cost at the cross. E. Salvation ends in eternal life and is an everlasting gift and an escape. Sonnets and songs have been written to rejoice in God's wonderful saving grace. Talks and testimonies reminding us that it is all about God's unmerited favour to us. G. It is God. It's all about what God does, not me. R. It is God reaching down and initiating reconciliation of man to himself. A. It is God abundantly giving us more than we could ever expect or deserve. C. It is about God caring enough to send Jesus to die in our place. E. It is about being eternally, unendingly, unconditionally accepted in Christ. Oh, grace is a familiar concept to believers, but over time has lost some of its dynamic. The all-encompassing nature of grace eludes any genuine, all-inclusive definition. Grace has its roots in the infinite nature of God and its fruit in his eternal attributes. Grace is founded on the sovereignty of God and shows forth his unconditional love. Grace is God's overabounding provision, not only in the physical, but in the spiritual. Grace not only restores what was lost in Eden, but adds to it an unknown expanse. Grace was once defined by Strombeck as the unmerited, abounding provision of the unrestrained operation of God's infinite love through Christ Jesus on behalf of man, especially he who depends on him. Oh, God's common grace is extended to saved and unsaved alike, all humanity. for every good and perfect gift comes from above. For God causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good. He sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. God's gracious provision even provides the breath of those that curse him. But there is special grace for those that have accessed salvation by grace through faith. Strombeck writes the following: "Grace is God's provision to bring into being, sustain, and perfect his new creation in Christ. It is the operation of his infinite love on behalf of such as are worthy of everlasting punishment. This outpouring of God's infinite love is possible only because Jesus Christ, by his death, fully satisfied the demands of God's justice. As grace came by Jesus Christ, only those who receive him as Saviour are under grace." Let us reflect on the riches of God's grace towards us. Let us meditate on all that has been poured out on we who are his children. Surely, through time and eternity, we will be praising God for his indefinable grace.